The company that Eric Gardner works for is called Amherst Madison. And for most of their history, they've made the majority of their money towing coal barges. But a downturn in coal production meant the company had to look to other ways to stay afloat. Roxy Todd went to talk with some of the people who work at Amherst Madison about how they see the future of the riverboat industry. And while she expected to talk economics with them, the conversation took an unexpected turn.
When I hopped aboard the Dream of G. Woods at dawn, I didn't imagine that I'd be chatting with people about how the river industry is connected to the future of the planet. I certainly didn't imagine this would become a story about how people interact with the natural environment.
I got your buddy on here. We're going to come down there and get a bologna sandwich. You got any bologna?
Come on. Bring it on.
Marvin L. Wooten is the captain of this boat. He started this job in 1979.
I had two job offers the same day, and I took this job. And my dad always said, the river will be there, so that's what I've chosen to make my living at.
Today, he's towing 5 barges of coal along the river, a load of more than 8,000 tons. A captain earns about $500 to $600 a day, usually more than $100,000 a year.
I've made a good living.
But it's not just the money that keeps Marvin working here after 40 years. It's also the camaraderie he feels for his crew and the rest of the men who work with him along this river.
I want to go to where somebody knows me by name. And if you, they call them a mom and a pop place. And that's about what this is like, mom and a pop. You're like family here.
He shows me an article in a magazine featuring his boss, Charlie Jones.
The river man treats his people with respect.
When I'm on dry land, I go to meet Charlie in his office. One of the managers of this company, Alan Hall, introduces me.
He doesn't get around as well as he used to. You know, he's 101 now. Charlie!
Hello!
Got some of these folks from public broadcasting that want to chat with you, so...
Charlie sits behind his desk inside a sparse office furnished with practical secondhand furniture. This company has been in his family for over 100 years. He says he feels lucky to live this long and admits the days would feel boring without work to keep him busy.
Because all the people that you know are gone. You can't talk to your old buddies. Call them up on the phone. They're gone.
He isn't interested in retiring. He says he'd rather spend his days doing something other than eating or playing golf.
That just never appealed to me. I thought I'd like a little wider scope than that.
He says he has faith that his riverboat company will survive, but warns that they need to diversify. They won't always be able to survive by transporting coal.
If you look at all the companies that have tried to survive by doing the same thing, they haven't been able to make it.
Already, his company has taken on more jobs shipping rocks, chemicals, and doing construction work along rivers and ports throughout the East Coast. They have jobs in Nashville and in Cairo, Illinois. They've diversified, Charlie says, largely because his company had to downsize a few years ago when the coal industry took a big hit. He blames the Obama administration for that.
President Obama started this crusade of shutting down coal mines.
He's referring to environmental regulations that put restrictions on the emissions from coal-fired power plants. At this point in our conversation, Charlie surprises me. He says that even though he doesn't agree with the way these regulations were rolled out, he says he does believe we have to clean up our air. He doesn't call himself an environmentalist, but a pragmatist.
Are we concerned about the quality of the air? Well, let's do something about it. We're not doing anything about it right now. I'd say there's a big challenge ahead of us.
He says he thinks the planet has a limit and points out that in his lifetime, the population across the globe has exploded.
I think you just got to be practical. You can't keep loading the planet up with people unless you do something with the toxicity they produce.
And he says this includes trying to reduce emissions from boats, or possibly even changing the type of fuel they use to power their fleet that currently use diesel. But he says Amherst Madison is looking to try to adapt to a renewable source of fuel one day. Charlie says he feels like most people ignore the river shipping industry when they talk about infrastructure or transportation.
And very few people know anything about it. particularly the politicians.
Infrastructure along the waterways is managed through the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. They maintain all the locks and dams, and their latest budget includes an increase in funding from the federal government to improve infrastructure along waterways, a total of more than $4 billion. That budget has been increasing every year since President Trump took office. There's also been a major change in how Charlie is managing the finances of his family's business. A few years ago, when his son, who was going to take over the family business, died from cancer, Charlie decided to turn over the ownership of the company to his 300 employees. As of this year, his employees all share in the fate and in the profits. Back on the towboat, Captain Marvin Wooten is cautiously optimistic about this new redistribution of the company's profits.
I'm 60 years old. I probably won't see a lot of rewards from it, but I got one boy downstairs that's 19 years old. He sticks around here till he's 35, 40 years old. He'll reap the rewards of it. And I think it's a good thing. If everything goes the way they're hoping it will, it should be a good thing for the employees.
Like Charlie Jones, Marvin says he's not interested in retiring anytime soon. He says he would miss the crew, the people he works with, as well as the views. As we pass the Marmette Locks and Dam, he points out an osprey, which has a nest nearby. He keeps a pair of binoculars handy. Lately, he's also begun to see more bald eagles.
I think there's four you can really see good on this river. They're starting to come back. You should not see them at all. See a lot of wildlife out here.
Do you ever feel like you get a different view of West Virginia than most people?
Well, yeah. I mean, I see the seasons change. See winter come. I see the hollers turn gold and stuff. I see that every year from up here.
As we continue downstream, pushing thousands of tons of coal to a power plant, I look around at the mist coming up over the mountains. I think of all the people being born now, and I wonder what will be left for them here on the river. And if riverboats are still around 100 years from now, what will they be carrying downriver? For Inside Appalachia, I'm Roxy Todd, reporting from the Kanawha River.
Can you do it again for the recorder?
Oh, yeah. If you want the whistle, I'll blow the whistle. You ready?